This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Southeast Missouri State University recently announced a partnership with U.S. Aviation Group and the Cape Girardeau Regional Airport to offer a professional pilot program. Beginning in fall 2021, students at the university will be able to earn a Bachelor of Science in Professional Pilot. I spoke with Brad Deacon, Chair of the Department of Engineering and Technology at Southeast, and Ken Jackson, State Supervisor of Instruction with the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, on the television program SE Connect to learn more. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Brad, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about this piloting program at Southeast Missouri State.
Well, it's something that we're really excited about. So this program is meant to train students to become commercial pilots. So that's not only those, you know, flying passenger planes, but also could be delivery or anything else. That is typically a four-year program, even though you can get a lot of your licenses off of a two-year program. A lot of the commercial pilots do require a four-year. And so that's something that's very new for the university, and we're really excited about it because it seems to be a very popular program at other places.
Now, Ken, you were involved with some of the early conversations about this program. What sparked the idea to bring it here, and how were you involved in that?
Well, a few years ago, I earned my private pilot's license, and I started reading the materials. I learned that there were huge opportunities in aviation, just about every area related to aviation. And right up until COVID-19 hit, mid-February, March, you could not employ enough pilots. You couldn't train them fast enough. Even the military was lacking pilots. And I was aware that Ozark Technical College in Springfield, two-year program, had started an aviation flight program, and they didn't even advertise, and the class filled up. And so I had some conversations with them, and one thing led to another, and I mentioned it to Dr. Vargas at President of Southeast Missouri State University, and he had an interest in that as well. And so over the last 2 years, we've had a number of conversations with him and with the CMO staff, and fortunately, the CMO Board of Regents approved the aviation program. So even now, in the last few days, I've read information, you know, that the numbers for pilot training are still good, and that there's an uptick in travel, aviation-related travel. So I think it's going to come back, you know, in a pretty quick fashion. But that's really how it got started.
And what I understand is there's a need for pilots, right?
Oh yeah, it's an extreme need for pilots. We might have a slight downturn for COVID, although I'm kind of skeptical because all those packages we get from Amazon have to get here somehow.
Yeah.
But you know, especially when passengers get back in the air, we expect to see the numbers really increase rapidly.
What kind of a salary for a commercial pilot? I mean, what kind of, is there a range that we could throw out there?
Well, it's pretty significant. If you look at Bureau of Labor Statistics, they list their median income at about $120,000. Now, you're not typically going to get that right out of college, you know, with a fresh degree. You typically have to kind of work your way up through the regional airlines and things like that. But that salary number does tend to go up fairly rapidly, especially as you acquire flight time.
Mm-hmm. How many schools are doing this? Is this something that's becoming more and more prevalent, Ken?
Yes, and the company that CMO has entered into a five-year agreement is U.S. Aviation out of Texas, and they operate two or three flight schools in Texas. And I just saw an article the other day that there's another company that's actually, they've got a facility under construction right now. So they're building new facilities, new airplanes are being built. And, you know, to piggyback off what Brad just alluded to, 3 or 4 years ago, a student graduating from a professional pilot program through college would start at a regional provider, and probably $25,000 to $30,000 a year. That number has doubled in the last 3 or 4 years, and they can quickly. U.S. Aviation has a program that will allow them to step in. I believe it's with Southwest Airlines. And so once they start in that program, they can stay in that program. And if they want to work for Southwest, they can move right into they won't be a captain, but, you know, maybe a first officer position. And it's not uncommon, for young pilots to be making six-figure salaries.
Is this one of those situations where, and this is because I don't know anything about the industry, mm-hmm. I guess you start with a small airline, and then as you get experience, do you work your way up to the
the big carriers?
That's typically the case, but I guess one thing that's kind of interesting and unique about a program like this is you can actually start before you even graduate. You can start while you're still in school. As you're going through and earning your FAA certifications, one of those certifications will be the instructor certification. Okay. And once you get that, which is typically in the end of your second year, maybe the beginning of your third year, you can actually start training the freshman level, the private pilot flight training. So you can actually start earning a salary while you're in school, but more importantly, you're also earning those hours. But then, of course, after you leave school, then it's kind of the route that you were talking about. Usually you start at your smaller airlines and kind of work your way up.
Makes me think of baseball. You start in the minors and you work. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Good analogy.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So how many people fly for leisure? I know you're a private pilot. Do a lot of folks do this just for fun?
Yeah. You know, I was never affiliated with aviation, and a friend, I'd always been interested in it, but never had the opportunity. So a friend 5 years ago who was a pilot said, you know, you ought to consider that. And I said, you know, I've always wanted to. And so I pursued that. And yes, there are a lot of people that fly. I live in Dexter, and we have an airport there, and people from Cape Girardeau will fly into Dexter every Saturday morning to have breakfast and buy that $100 hamburger that they refer to. So, there are a lot of general aviation pilots out there. And, of course, Southeast Missouri, I tell people, you have to keep your head low or the crop dusters in Southeast Missouri, you know, are liable to hit you. But, yeah. And they all do well with that. What really prompted me to have the conversation with Dr. Vargas was, it's a career pathway that a lot of young people don't get a chance to experience that can lead to a very rewarding career. When I found that out, that's part of what I do in my job, is try to establish career pathways for mm-hmm. students. And I wanted the students in Southeast Missouri and, you know, the surrounding area to have the same opportunity that the kids in Southwest Missouri had through Ozark Technical. Okay. And I believe they will, and I think it's going to be a very effective program.
Just because I'm curious, personally, what do you enjoy most about flying? What do you enjoy most?
Well, a lot of people say it's the freedom. And when you get in the air, you know, a lot of times it's just you, and you can chart your own course and go where you want to go. They say takeoffs are optional, but landings are mandatory. I've talked to a lot of veteran pilots, and that's probably the hardest part to be good at. And it's a challenge, you know, to be able to land the plane and do it effectively. But it's fun. You know, and you meet new people, and you get to go places. My wife and I have traveled some places. We've flown some this summer. I've got a friend or two that I get to fly with, and so we chart one time each month. We try to go to a new airport, so we get to do some planning, aviation planning, and we're looking at that right now. So even general aviation pilots, you know, have a lot of opportunities, an interesting thing, and I didn't know this, but there's over 100 aviation-related businesses in the state of Missouri, and 18 million-plus people go through the turnstiles each year in the state of Missouri. I think it's 4% of Missouri's income.
That's in big numbers. Yeah. So, Brad, this program starts fall of 21. Mm-hmm. How is this going to be integrated into the curriculum? Are you going to hire staff to help do this, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, so there's two different parts of it. So the flight instruction, as Ken was talking about, we contracted with U.S. Aviation, so they will be handling the actual flight instruction out at the airport. So all of our lab courses for the program will take place out there. And then the more traditional lecture-type components, those will be taught on the Southeast campus. And we have searches underway right now to hire faculty in that area, in addition to some existing faculty expertise that will be covering part of the curriculum as well.
Yeah. One of the things you told me about this company that we're contracting with, so they're responsible for making sure the planes are all inspected and safe and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff, so we don't have to buy planes. I guess the university
yeah.
doesn't.
And they handle all of the FAA requirements. So they're doing all of the FAA, all of the paperwork associated with that and the logging the flight time and making sure that students are going through the steps that they need in order to pass their certifications. So they're really in charge of that part of it.
How is the Cape Airport involved in this?
We've had discussions with them really from the very beginning. That 2 years ago when Ken brought this idea up, we brought them in just to make sure that that was something that they would support, because it would obviously have a affect their usage quite a bit with all of the flight time that students would require. And they've been absolutely great to work with. US Aviation is working with them to lease out some space in their hangars and are going through all the clearances needed with them. So it looks like it's going to be a great relationship.
And I guess this is one of those situations where, since we do have an airport here, Ken, we're able to take advantage of something like this.
Well, it's as I compared Springfield and what they offered through their program and Southeast Missouri State University and Cape Girardeau and specifically the airport, I came to the conclusion that they had everything that they needed. They had a runway that's 7,500 feet long and 150 feet wide. They had a tower. It's a tower-controlled airport, so young students get an opportunity to communicate with a tower as they're landing, those kinds of things. It's so conveniently located to the university. In 10 or 12 minutes, you can be from the airport to the university for coursework or whatever needs to go on. But, U.S. Aviation has been to Cape Girardeau. Katrina Amos, the airport manager, has been great to work with throughout this process. Molly Maynard, representing the city, she's met with us several times. Not only is this good for the students, but I think it's good for the university. It's going to provide some employment opportunities for people here in the Cape Girardeau area. They'll buy fuel at the airport. There'll be people that'll eat meals, while we're here. So it's an economic boon, I think, to the community. They're going to bring probably 2 to 3 airplanes to start off the program here. There'll be some flight simulators that will be brought in, and there's classroom space. There's office space. It's just everything we need is right here in Cape Girardeau to make this program successful.
A lot of potential for growth, it sounds like, too. Mm-hmm. We've got about a minute left. Any sense of enrollment? I know it's early and it hasn't started, but...
Well, we actually have some students already enrolling in it, even though it doesn't officially roll out until next year. It is somewhat of a challenge because the flight instruction is a little on the pricey side as far as the lab instruction goes, but we did talk about there's a really big payout on the other side of that. But we expect really good enrollment if those trends continue.
We've been going public with Brad Deacon, Chair of the Department of Engineering and Technology at Southeast Missouri State, and Ken Jackson, State Supervisor of Instruction with the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, about Southeast Missouri State's new professional pilot program, which will take flight in fall 2021. To hear more Going Public interviews, visit krcu.org.